Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, here's an interesting twist. Parents gathering together in a protest to save a failing school. That is the sound of people protesting the potential closure of PS 332 in Brownsville, Brooklyn, to be precise. Schools Chancellor Joel Klein has proposed closing 20 New York City public schools, including schools in every borough but Staten Island. The citywide panel for educational policy will vote on the plan tomorrow, most likely with large crowds protesting outside. The teachers' union and many parents are up in arms, staging protests at public hearings and even outside the mayor's Upper East Side townhouse last week. But if you're wondering, why protest the closing of a failing school and the opening of a new one to replace it? Let's get the lowdown on the potential closings and what's next for the students and why this is so politically contentious. Parents and teachers at those schools, not happy with closing failing schools. WNYC's education reporter Beth Fertig is here. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Brian.
And Raina Banks, PTA president at PS 332 in Brooklyn, one of the schools on the list to be closed. Raina, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
And Beth, first, on paper, from Department of Education officialdom, what constitutes a failing school?
Most of these schools are high schools, Brian, and the Department of Education says they pretty much all have graduation rates at or below 50%, which to them is a sign of, you know, failure in that in 4 years they can't graduate more than half their students. And they also say this has been pretty persistent. It's not like the schools have been, suddenly their graduation rates plummeted. They say that they've been given some time and nothing has changed. They also tend to have low numbers of incoming students. They're not very popular, so to say. They don't attract a lot of students. They're underutilized buildings. And finally, they tend to point to the school environment. There's environment surveys that they give every year to parents and students and teachers, and they feel like they're just not very successful schools and that they could be doing much better if they were to replace them with small new schools, which has been a big trend of the Bloomberg administration. The city's opened at least 200 small new schools over the past 8 years. Or if they were to bring in four of these cases, charter schools, which is a very loaded weapon in some communities because charter schools are either loved or hated by parents, depending on who you ask.
So, listeners, do any of you either work or have kids at a school listed as failing by the city of New York? Are you rallying to save your failing school? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Raina Banks, PTA president at PS 332 in Brooklyn, those criteria that Beth just listed, does that sound like your school?
Well, actually, we've gotten a C 3 years in a row, but our grades have improved. Our state tests have gone up. The only thing that I can say that is a big factor with us is the attendance rate due to the homeless shelters, the family shelters, the temporary housing shelters. We have a few of those, and our school is like one of the only ones in the community that accept them, the children from the home. So that's our main issue at our school, where after a certain amount of time, these kids come in and out and in and out like a revolving door. So we don't have steady attendance rate.
And you yourself have three children at PS 322, right?
In fact, I have four.
Oh, pardon me.
I have four, and my oldest graduated from there. And she's at a high school that's about to be closed also.
So, I mean, you're a parent here. You don't work for the school administration.
No, I'm a parent.
You're rallying for the school to remain open?
Yes. I'm also alumni from PS 332 also.
Oh, serious ties. So yeah. Why don't you as a parent say, Hey, way to go, Mayor Bloomberg. Thanks for taking my little school seriously here and shutting it down when we have such a low success rate and trying something new.
Well, that's what we're trying to see. Why is he attempting to close our school down when we haven't failed at all? Yes, we've managed to stay at C's. Yes, we haven't gone up, but it's not a failing grade also. And every year when we have our quality review, we always are declared proficient to remain a school. But all of a sudden now there's a problem. Instead of closing us down, why don't you just help us and lead us into the right direction instead of just saying, okay, let's close you down?
Which would be what? The right direction?
Well, they can help us with showing us exactly where we're failing at. Because it's not grades, because our test scores, like I said, have gone up.
Right. But you're talking like an administrator of the school. You're talking like somebody who gets paid to defend the school.
No, you're
a parent. How do you assess the way the school is doing for your own kids?
Well, for me personally, the four I have in there right now, the school is wonderful. My oldest was having a little problem, but she was getting all the services she needed there, and it did help her graduate, and now she's doing great at the high school. But mine right now, my son tested for the very first year last year. He was in the third grade last year, and he had a state test. Mm-hmm. My son got a perfect 4 on his math test.
So, Beth Fertig, there's the conflict, isn't it? It's there are some schools that the city wants to shut down that apparently has satisfied parents, at least satisfied parent running the PTA in this case.
Well, yeah, and I've met with Raina. Hi, Raina.
Hello.
I've been to your school, and I went to the protest there. And what she's referring to is the progress report, an annual grade that the city gives to schools based on how much progress students make on their state exams. In her case, that's a K-8 school. It's not a high school. So she's talking about the grades on the state math and reading tests. Now, it's true that their grades have gone up, but the city argues that only something like 60% of the kids, I believe, were proficient on their math test, if I have this straight, Raina. And their main point is that there are schools with similar demographics that have higher scores. And so, therefore, when they look at PS 332, it's not just that they're doing okay, it's that they're not doing anywhere near as well as others. And I should also point out that on the progress reports, PS 332 was one of probably less than 20 schools in the city that got less than a B. A C grade may sound like it's not a failing grade, but according to the city, in a year when test scores went up throughout the city at schools everywhere, even in Brownsville where PS 332 is located, there were plenty of schools that showed more progress, that where kids made higher gains on their exams than at PS 332. So in their view, a C, especially 3 years in a row when test scores have been going up, is not progress. So their proposal in this case is to bring in a charter school, which has really inflamed the community because there's many parents who feel that their children won't be guaranteed seats in charter schools. They have lotteries where they give preference to the neighborhood, and to also bring in another small new school for the lower grades of that school. And so what you hear in many of these communities is almost it's as though the devil they know is better than the devil they don't know. They don't trust the city to open a new school in their communities, even though new schools have been opening in high schools throughout the city, sometimes with tensions, sometimes without. This is really the first test of a new law last year where, in order to regain mayoral control of the schools, in order to keep it going when Mayor Bloomberg's authority was going to run out under state law, they said you have to hold hearings whenever you're going to close a school or open a new school. So this is the first time that we're getting to hear tensions like this and to have community hearings before the panel for educational policy, which is what replaced the old Board of Ed, votes tomorrow night.
So, Raina, does that convince you at all? Does that make you scratch your chin and say, gosh, if this is one of the only schools in the whole city to get a C, if there are other schools with similar populations to 322 that are educating those kids better, maybe I should take a second look at this or not?
No. Me personally, I'm against what they're trying to do. And I'm speaking for a whole lot of parents at 332. We're truly against this. And Yes, they're saying that we've done less progress, but at the same time, they're not looking at what we've done, how much our grades have gone on. We've keeping steady threes and fours. We've gotten, to me, the only thing that is really killing us is we are the top school with the that hold the most kids from the shelters.
Mm-hmm. And are you worried about the alternative? Are you worried about kids getting left out if a charter school gets created there with not as many seats as 332?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a
because
big thing?
Our kids aren't guaranteed a seat. It's not like our kids are saying, okay, like they're saying, okay, all the kids have a seat or majority of the kids will have a seat. Now, if you put up one of our kids compared to someone from out there, a district, another area, and the grades are higher with the kid in the other area, I'm pretty sure they're going to give the seat to that kid instead of the kid that lives right across the street. Now, we are actually...
Well, it's a lottery, but at least you're saying that's a risk.
Right. It's a big risk. But see, okay, we are actually a pre-K through eighth grade. Now, they're telling us we will no longer have pre-K at the school. No one will house pre-K at all.
Ben in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ben.
Hi. Good morning.
What's your connection to this issue?
My connection is as a retired teacher in the DOE, and what the DOE is doing now with these 20 schools, actually it's more than 20 because they're slated to close nine other schools, I believe it is, high schools and six intermediate schools, is that the same process they are using now was tried on my school and similar schools in the mid-2000s, around 2005. And so they experimented then and succeeded in closing the school, and now they're expanding the process to make it citywide. And my estimation is that there'll be many students who have no place to go. In addition, I see it as a union busting technique.
A union busting technique?
Definitely.
Because they open charter schools in their places, which don't have the same union protections?
Of
course, that why?
Of course. The charter schools will be non-unionized, and the UFP will essentially be marginalized, as well as the parents.
Ben, I'm going to leave it there because we're running out of time, but thank you for your call. And WNYC education reporter Beth Fertig, among the big schools on the list are Christopher Columbus High School in the Bronx, Norman Thomas High School in Manhattan, Beach Channel in Queens, Paul Robeson and Maxwell in Brooklyn. That's a lot of big high schools. And opponents argue that the DOE is targeting schools that serve mostly working-class black and Latino schools. But I imagine they would say, well, we're not targeting black and Latino children. We're trying to help them by busting up these big failing high schools.
Yeah, that is the argument that you hear from the Department of Ed. They also say officially that they're not opposed to having large, comprehensive high schools. There's just a movement away from them in cases where they don't work, where they believe that studies show that smaller schools have higher graduation rates, that the large comprehensive high school is very often, you know, just not working for many students who need a smaller environment or more intensive help. But, you know, in these cases, there's communities that really, they have strong alumni connections. In Raina's case, there's a whole community of people in Brownsville who love their K through 8 school. It's hard to see a school disappear because there's a lot of sentimentality attached. There's a lot of alumni. People, you know, look fondly on their years at Jamaica High School. Now, it's not as though the buildings are going to close. They are going to be replaced with smaller schools, but there's a difference. And when you go to some of these small schools, sometimes they're able to, you know, use the space very well together, and they'll share facilities and have sports teams. In other cases, there's some rivalry. So there are things that change, and sometimes that can be uncomfortable for people. But I do want to point out that this argument of, you know, whether you're helping or hurting children in poverty, you know, there are good arguments to be made on either side of that. But one thing I just want to mention is when Raina says that her school is serving a high number of homeless children, that is pretty much what you're hearing at these schools. Advocates for Children put out a statement, for example, noting that while homeless students rose citywide over the past 2 years, it went up several times more at the schools that are slated for closure. So the city is going to have to think about what to do with children from homeless shelters, how to serve them more effectively, how to serve special education students more effectively. They're often overrepresented at some of these failing schools. So there's a lot of complex issues to be sorted out.
Well, Raina, if they do close your school, then you and other parents are going to have to rally together and maybe even use it as an opportunity and hold the city's feet to the fire and say, all right, you think you can do better by families in homeless shelters? We're going to see if you can do better.
Right.
So good luck to you and
Thank
your kids
you.
And everybody in your school. Raina Banks, PTA president at PS 332 in Brooklyn. They'll be voting on that and many other school closings, about 20 being proposed by the Bloomberg administration at the Panel for Educational Policy tomorrow. And WNYC's Beth Fertig, thank you.
You're welcome.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We will say goodbye to a radio network in just a minute. Air America, which closes its doors today. Stay with us.